This is Vectis Radio.
For the people, by the people.
The Earl Mountbatten Hospice Show with James and Judith. Community radio at its best.
Well, it's time for the Earl Mountbatten Hospice Show again, and we've got Judith and Chip in the studio with me, James, and we were going to have an action-packed programme, but unfortunately, Marion is, well, she's a little bit occupied, because Marion has got to do this 50-kilometre walk this weekend. Has she told you all about that, Chip?
That's a lot.
Yeah.
It is a lot.
Yeah.
It is a lot. Good luck, Marion. We'll be thinking of you.
Yeah, I think she told me.
She hasn't done any training yet. So I think she's sort of standing up and down at her desk, sort of lifting her feet to try and get them into some sort of shape before Saturday. Talking about walking, you know, Don, who did the Camino de Santa, he's back in the country next week. So what I'm hoping is that we'll be able to get Don into the studio again in a fortnight to tell us how that went.
Yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to that, because he was doing the Camino de Santiago in memory of his late wife.
That's right.
Who'd received so much care from the hospice, and for which Don was so grateful. And we're really, really looking forward to hearing how he got on, because he went by himself, alone.
Yeah, he was walking through Spain and Portugal all the way to Santiago de Compostela.
Yeah, what an amazing thing to do, and we're really, really looking forward to catching up with him when he's back.
I know, it's fantastic, isn't it? What else is happening at the hospice at the moment, Judith? Because you know, Marion is just telling us all these extraordinary things she's doing.
Well absolutely. I'm really interested, James, to have found out that there's a new music therapy group,
right,
which was set up earlier this month. It's a group for people living with dementia. It's held at the John Cheverton Centre on Wednesdays between 3 and 4.
Right.
It's held on a monthly basis, once a month. So the next session will be on the 10th. Of May, 10th of May, then the 14th of June, and then the 5th of July. And what happens if you have a dementia, you're very, very welcome to go along to the music therapy group,
right,
to sing, or you can play a wide range of different musical instruments.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need previous musical experience. Everybody's welcome. And it's just an opportunity for fun, relaxation, an opportunity to meet other people and to be creative.
That sounds good.
Carers are also very welcome to attend. And this, the music therapy group is led by Fraser Simpson, who is music therapist at the Earl Mountbatten Hospice. And it's Fraser who also set up the community choir, a choir that's open to absolutely everybody across the island, which meets in the John Cheverton Centre every Wednesday between 6:30 and 8.
Well, he's busy on Wednesdays,
incredibly busy. But you know, I mean, I'm sure Fraser understands the science behind it all. But I think we all know from our own experience, don't we, that music can be incredibly therapeutic.
Whether
you're listening or playing, and it really can change your mood and the way you feel. And if you're making music with other people, it's a really great sharing experience, isn't there?
I quite agree.
It helps a lot of people out.
Yes.
Now, gardening is also therapeutic, isn't it, Jim?
Yeah, gardening is therapeutic, and it's nice and relaxing.
Because you go to Quar Abbey, don't you, and do some gardening there?
Yeah, on a walled garden.
Yes, very beautiful.
But there is an amazing garden, isn't there, at the hospice, just outside the John Cheverton Centre, that came from the Chelsea Garden Show to the hospice. It was opened by Alan Titchmarsh last year.
And James, do you remember Chip got that incredible interview?
Yeah, well done. Well done, Chip.
Yeah.
Now, you've been talking to the gardener there, haven't you? Is a guy called Bob, I understand?
Yeah, his name's Bob, and he's the cousin of this guy who smashes up guitars.
Right. Well, I think we're going to hear a little bit now from your interview with Bob. And also, the guy who smashes up guitars, is he in The Who?
Probably, yeah.
Well, let's listen to both of them.
Hi, it's Chip here, and I'm with Bob. How are you doing, mate?
I'm doing really fine today, thank you.
And you work in the garden at the Elmount Baptist Hospice?
Yes, I do. I also was driving the ambulance as well, and I do the odd stuff with the traffic to get the people in for the day centre.
So what's it like working up here?
Love it. If you can pick a job that you don't get paid for, this is the one I do, and I do.
So what's the best bit about doing the garden?
Everything. I've always been interested in gardens. I used to do work for the National Trust a few years ago, and every time you set up a garden and it works for everybody, and it gives lots of people pleasure.
So what type of flowers do you do up here?
There's loads. If you can think of a flower, it's probably here somewhere. There's no particular favourites of mine. They're all really good, and because they're different times of the year for different flowers.
So there's the Chelsea Flower Show garden up here. What do you think of the Chelsea Flower Show garden?
I think it was really, really good. It put us a little bit back last year for our growing season because we had to let the people get in and do what work they need to do, which held us back from doing what we need to do on site. But it worked out fine in the end, and Matthew, the guy that actually designed it, redesigned it to go in there, and he done a good job.
I bet you were amazed when Alan Titchmarsh came up here.
Yeah, I was, but even the people in one of our other gardens, the Oak Gardens, who backs onto the wards, Alan Titchmarsh actually walked that down there with me, and he was talking to the patients who was out in the sun that day, so it really made their days.
Did you like meeting him?
Yes, I did.
I bet you were in heaven.
Well, it's just one of them things. You meet lots of people here, lots of different people, some famous, some not so famous, but they're all important people. That's how the hospice works.
Yeah, it's a lovely place to come up here, and it's just nice, relaxing, and you can sit out in the garden and enjoy stuff.
Yeah, love it. Well, don't have too much time to sit around because there's always something else to do. But there's lots of things always to do here. That's the thing. You're not fixed on one job. There's always too many to do.
So there's some sunflower seeds, and you can buy some sunflower seeds. Did you sort out the sunflower seeds?
All the sunflowers, they're all round, and if you want to take a picture later on your phone, you can do that. They're in one of our greenhouses at the back. But most of the other seeds, they all went out to other retail outlets. There's a friend of mine who's got a restaurant. He's put some on his counter. There's another hairdresser's in Ride, which is Lavelle's, and they do, it's a beauty shop. The wife goes in for an hour's, and they've been selling them as well.
So it's a lovely day, and what are you doing today?
Today I've got to get the hoses out because the trees that went in for the Chelsea garden, they haven't had a good watering, and we haven't had too much rain here, which is nice on the Isle of Wight anyway. But I need to water, so get some water on some of the trees and some of the dry beds what we've got.
Okay, I better let you go, Bob, and do your watering. What song would you like to be played on the radio?
Oh dear, I Won't Get Fooled Again by The Who.
Okay, here's I Won't Get Fooled Again by The Who.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Bob.
You have a nice day now.
Will do. Bye.
Bye now.
Welcome back to the Hospice Show here on Vectis Radio. That was Emily Sondé, Breathing Underwater, and to comply with the terms of our FM licence, I must say, please don't do that at home. Now, Chip has been talking to a load of people at the hospice. We've been hearing him talk to a wonderful gardener called Bob.
Yeah.
A little bit earlier. But also, Chip, one of your favourite things in the John Cheverton Centre, I think, is the canteen, isn't it? The cafe.
Yeah, the cafe.
And there's a very special lady there called Gladys.
Yeah.
Should we listen to what she had to say to you?
Okay.
Hi, it's Chip here, and I'm with Gladys Taylor. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
So, what do you do up for hospice?
Well, now I work in the cafe, but when I first started, I was with the day patients.
So, what did you do with day patients?
We used to come in, make them, greet them when they came, take their coats. We would then give them tea or coffee, biscuits, and during the morning we'd talk to them and just be friendly to them. And if they wanted anything, a cold drink, we would go and get it for them. Then at lunchtime, we would lay the tables in readiness for their lunch and get them their drinks, and afterwards we'd clear up.
So what got you into doing the cafe?
Because they got very busy at lunchtime and there wasn't so much to do with the day patients, they asked if I would come and help out over the lunchtime, which I did. And then it's got that I'm here more than I'm with the day patients.
So what's the best bit about working in the cafe?
You meet lots of different people coming and going. It's just a happy place to work.
So, do you prefer the cafe to the day patient?
It's different. I like being with the day patients, but it's a completely different role, so I like them both.
So, what sort of food do you like up here?
What do they do? Oh, well, some people have salads. We have hot meals coming up at lunchtime, so some people have a hot meal, some just have a sandwich and a drink. It varies. We usually try and accommodate what people want.
What's your favourite meal on the menu?
Ooh, I can't really say. I rather like that last week, yeah, I think it was a Sussex bake, which was very nice. Although we don't have it, but it looked very nice.
They do wonderful drinks up here and food.
Yeah, lovely cakes that the people like.
So what would you say to those people that haven't been up here and should come up here?
Well, I think people have a fear of the hospice, but when they come in, they sort of realise that it's a friendly place, it's not all doom and gloom, and once they've stepped in the door, they often come back again.
Okay, thank you for letting me interview you.
That's all right, thank you.
What song would you like to be played on the radio?
I'll have Rod Stewart Sailing.
Okay, here's Rod Stewart Sailing.
Rod Stewart, and that was Sailing, and that was a dedication to Gladys Taylor, who works in the Sunflower Cafe at the Old Mountbatten Hospice. And you know, we've heard from Bob, we've heard from Gladys, who are volunteers really enjoying themselves at the hospice, and there are plenty of roles still for volunteers. Don't think that because you see a lot of volunteers there that all the jobs have gone. There are plenty more, and the hospice is always looking for people to help them, and so many people get so much out of this. You can volunteer in the Sunflower Cafe, you can volunteer in all of the shops around the island. There are 10 shops, as you probably know, around the Isle of Wight. And there's also a shop in the John Cheverton Centre where people are needed. Chip has been down to the warehouse, the donation and distribution centre in Newport as well, and that needs volunteers too. And on top of that, there are all sorts of other jobs. We've got a friend, Meg, who works at reception, and hats off to her. She goes in there every Sunday, and often under harrowing circumstances she's dealing with families. So all sorts of things that you could be doing. If you do want to volunteer for the Old Mountbatten Hospice, just go to the website iwhospice.org, and then if you look under Support Us, there's a little button that says Volunteer for Us, and click on that and you'll find out a lot more. Do hope you can be part of volunteering for the hospice. Chip certainly enjoys it, and everybody we know who does it gets a lot out of it. We're back after the ads. Oh, I haven't heard that one for a long time. It's Squeeze and Cool for Cats. And of course, there is a reason behind us putting in Cool for Cats, isn't there, Judy?
There is, James. I'd like to let all our listeners know that we have five lovely, lovely cats living near us.
In Bembridge,
In Bembridge. And they're looking for a good home. Now, they're all adult cats. They've all been very well cared for. They're very loving cats. And they don't all have to go to the same home, all five of them, although I know Chip is quite tempted. So if anybody out there would like a cat, one or more, up to five, do please get in touch with us and we can let you have more details. So you can tweet us at Vectis Radio, or you can give us a buzz on 240666 and we could send you some more details and some lovely pictures too.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's five cats. They're called Itsy Bitsy Mitsy, Ditsy and Fritzy.
Yeah, and of course it goes without saying, no charge to Good Homes.
No charge to Good Homes. They're sort of past their sell-by date. Well, they're not actually.
they're lovely, James.
They're lovely adult cats.
And they all eat mice.
They all eat mice, yeah. Can be useful.
Yeah.
Well, now, what else have you got for us, Judy?
Well, loads and loads of things going on a regular basis at the hospice, James, in the John Cheverton Centre. If you're a creative type, why not pop along one Thursday morning for a knit and natter session? Open to everyone, from experienced knitters to novices. Mm. Fantastic group, very, very friendly group of volunteers. Very happy to show you the ropes. That's Thursday mornings between 10 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. And while you're there, you can pop along to the John Cheverton Centre's Sunflower Cafe.
Yeah.
And get yourself a nice cup of coffee and a lovely piece of cake at the same time. If you don't really know much about the hospice, though, and you'd like to find out more, every Friday, the hospice hosts an open house Friday, which would give you the chance to have a tour around the building and to hear from staff about how the building, you know, is really becoming a hub for islanders, for all islanders, as a place to socialise and to learn and to be inspired. You can also find out more about volunteering, and James has just mentioned some of the volunteering opportunities that there are, but you can find out more on one of these open house Fridays. You can also find out about fundraising opportunities, as well as the services that the hospice provides on a daily basis. Now, if you are interested, and it sounds a great way to learn more about the hospice and everything that it does, and also to learn how you can be involved as well, do please give Erica a buzz on 217-320.
Fantastic. Well, it's nearly time to close the show for this week, but I will say this one thing. If you think it's too late to enter Walk the White, it's not, because although Walk the White is happening on the 14th of May and online registration has now closed, you can still sign up by purchasing a pay £25 pack in hospice shops. So there's no excuse. Judith's got me out doing 30,000 steps a day. So I don't know how we're going to make an excuse, but £25, that's all you have to pay. You don't even need to get sponsorship, because of that £25, I think £17 goes to the hospice. So 14th of May, put it in your diary and pop along to a hospice shop. It's been lovely being with you. We're back in a fortnight, and hopefully Marion and Don are going to be here talking about their walking.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
The Earl Mountbatten Hospice Show with James and Judith. Community radio at its best.
www.vectisradio.com